Mike Thomas, you got to say goodbye to, well, not goodbye, but this is it, as far as a regular season, to five kids, four of whom for 4 years have given you heart and soul. And Bush comes in 2 years and really, really does a job. I'm going to say a name, and you talk about what you're thinking. Kim Stocky.
Toughness, you know. She had a great, great teacher in Molly Hendricks, you know, and Kim was wise enough to, I think those two kids were made of the same mold, you know, to begin with. And Kim got a chance to watch how Molly took her toughness and became a really special player. And Kim has really done a great job for us. I'll tell you what, I knew when we recruited Kim that she had a chance to be a special player. And, you know, maybe she hasn't gotten some of the postseason things that other players have. But I'll tell you what, to me personally, I've been doing this for 23 years. She's been awful special. I'm really proud of her and happy for her, and I hope her dreams come true the rest of her life.
Her name is Maslowski. We call her Maz.
I tell you, she's the settler of our team. You know, I've been around a lot of players, like I just mentioned with Kim, but Maz is one of the most intelligent basketball players that I've been around. She just knows where she's supposed to be, when she's supposed to be there. There's nothing flashy, but I'll tell you what, when the day is done, she's made a difference in the outcome of the game for us. You know, she's either A, given us a chance to be in the game, or B, she's made a difference in the game. I mean, she's a silky smooth player, methodical, maybe people would say by watching her move around and stuff, but effective, hugely effective. And I'll tell you, all four of them, but again, I'm going to really miss Maz.
I could have called her Dee Dee, but I call her Tutu. DeWitt.
I tell you, what a spirit Danielle DeWitt has. She's been the spirit of our team for 3 years now. You know, there's just no quitting that kid. There's no challenge that she won't try to live up to, you know. And a very, very skilled player. You know, she can play inside, outside. She's got great three-point range. She's really going to the basket well for us, you know. She's a fighter, man. There's no quitting her. Anything that's going on, we could be down by 20 with a minute to go, and she thinks we're going to win yet, you know. So just a special kid, and that's what makes her special. And that specialness of hers, that spirit that is so special, is going to take her to a great success in the future. I'm really excited to watch how that happens for her.
Call her the producer. Her name is Hersig.
Yeah, you know, obviously she's taken her game, you know, when she came in, you know, she had an opportunity to become a really special player, and she took advantage of that opportunity. She's worked extremely hard. She's been the hardest worker I've coached, you know, day in and day out, coming to practice, you know, a complete passionate person about the game. You know, it really means a lot to her. She's so competitive, you know, and that's part of what has driven her to the excellence she's gotten to, you know. And all of her accolades she's earned, nothing's been given to her. She's had to actually earn it the hardest way, because she's drawn, since she was a sophomore, she's been drawing everybody's attention, and to withstand that and to not get frustrated, and that says a lot about her will and her abilities.
Kid, I wish we'd have known about when she left high school to get over here right off the bat. She went to junior college. Now she's here. Her name is Bush. What a 2 year start for her.
Yeah, it has been. You know, I'm really happy for Stacy. You know, things were a little rocky, and that's kind of normal for kids that transfer. You know, they'll go a little rocky, but she's done a great job of buying into our program. She bleeds blue now, you know, and she's been a steady competitor for us, and she's really worked hard to you know, gain our trust and our belief in her, and she's doing a nice job for us down the stretch of the season, you know, stepping in and making some shots and handling the ball. And again, she's a very smart player and passionate.
The name of the game, Mark, is 4 years. I want a comment from head coach Mark Thomas on that freshman coming in and being in the Thomas mold for 4 years.
Well, I think it's important, you know, because we have a system, and we have a system that we believe in, that we believe is a blueprint for our success. And so if they can get in here right away as freshmen, and we can get working with them and stuff, I think that, you know, it's funny, I asked a couple of freshmen the other day, I says, well, we were in the hallway, I says, well, have you guys learned anything this year? And they looked at me, and their eyes got big, and they said, I've learned more power, you know, and this is no rip on where they came from because their time there is limited. You know, we have a little different situation here, but they're like, I know more than I ever thought I thought I was going to know, you know, and so, you know, it's a big process.
I got a new favorite. Her name is Zemski. This kid's sitting on the sidelines here. She said it hurts to watch.
Yeah, she's a competitor, you know, and that's why she was playing well for us, you know, and we really miss her, but she and I have been working out on the bike trying to get her ready for surgery coming up here next week or the week after, a couple weeks now. So I've been, you know, I'm not feeling sorry for her, and I told her, I'm not going to feel sorry for you. I'm going to work you. And then she goes, that's what I want. And so she comes in and works out a couple days a week with me. I work her out on the bike and the treadmill trying to get her as strong as we can before she goes to that surgery so she can get back as fast as she can.
We'll see you next week, Mark. No matter what happens today, we'll see you next week.
Yep, sounds good, Jake.